Hello, this is Three Strikes, the show where we get stuck into three big meaty topics. And with me, I have got two marathoners and one published author, multiple times though. So we've only done one marathon each. If we're kind of like tracking numbers here, Martin Fitzgerald, you've done this multiple times.
Yeah, because I don't want to run a marathon.
It's not either or.
Oh, I think it is.
You could get a little sports car, or you could, there's other things we can all do
when
we're in crisis.
What else do people do on social media anymore other than run marathons, write books, have children?
Have children.
Climb mountains.
Yeah. Instagrams for their dogs, that's another option.
That's good. I mean, of all of these, writing a book is the easiest and the you know, less time consuming, I think.
It would be interesting to see a split screen comparison of what we've all put in over recent months. I'd say
you would all win by a mile. You'd all win by 26.2 miles. But yeah, no.
And the marathoners that I've got here with me are Kiefer and Keo. We're all in various states of distress and fatigue. But listen, we're here and we're going to have a nice time and we're going to use the energy that all four of us have got left to get stuck into these topics. The first one of which is Curtis Jones, who's got Kiefer a year left on his deal and has been looking the part on and off throughout the season. But there's obviously been some slight injury issues and dips in performance occasionally that undermine him. And I guess what I'd like us to mainly talk about is, what should Curtis want? Does that align with what we want for him? Because I think he feels like a perfect rotational option for us. And that's one of the reasons that I would argue that we should keep him. I don't think that's what he wants. And that's why I think that we're too at odds with what we would like.
Absolutely. I think one of Curtis Jones's greatest strengths is, you know, his kind of mentality and where he sees himself, whether that be now or in a couple of years. And I think that's why we're at this crossroad, because he's 25, he's, you know, played, I think Sunday will be his 150th Premier League game for Liverpool. And during that time, Liverpool been, you know, arguably one of the most successful eras in the club's history. So to even have 150, you know, Premier League games during that time is a huge testament, to be a two-time Premier League winner, to be in and around the Champions League squad in 2019 when he first broke through. I mean, he's achieved so much at his boyhood club. I suppose the question is now is, you know, what more does he want from his career?